Well, they call him the Oracle of Omaha, and now legendary stock investor Warren Buffett has decided to send some of his money to Australia. He's just taken a 3.7% stake in IAG.
Hi, I'm Warren Buffett, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. In 1965, we entered the property casualty insurance business with $8 million, and now we have an insurance operation that has a net worth of far in excess of $100 billion. IAG is a terrifically strong company with great strengths in many areas. We believe by bringing these two companies closer together as partners that each company will benefit in a very substantial way. I expect for decades and decades and decades to come.
That's Warren Buffett. He's a local now. Shannon Rivkin is local investment director at Rivkin, a financial services company. He's speaking here with James Carlton.
Shannon Rivkin, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much, James. Thanks for having me.
So remind the listener who this Warren Buffett is and his legendary performance of the investment company Berkshire Hathaway.
I mean, without a doubt, he's the greatest stock market investor of all time. He's made many people very, very rich over time. And I think any time he invests is a great sign of approval of what you're doing. So IAG would be very happy with what's happened.
That reflects obviously well on the Australian insurance giant IAG. And he says this is going to be a decades upon decades relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not unusual for him to take stakes in businesses and hang around for a long time. My first thought that maybe was that this would be a precursor to a takeover down the line, but it looks like it's a very friendly deal, and he's signed a standstill agreement as well, which means he won't go above 15% at least without the board's approval. So, yeah, it looks like this is going to be there for a long time.
What do you think this means for other Australian stocks?
Well, he has said that a big percentage of what he makes out of Australia is going to be reinvested right back into the market. So he has got a track record of matching the premiums he makes with investments to offset future liabilities. So it's pretty clear he wants to invest in other opportunities here. He's already said that he's looking at four or five other big Australian companies. And I guess if he's going to be here for a long time, that's probably going to expand into more and more companies.
So this is great news for Australian investors and superannuants?
It is. It is, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's that big halo effect suggested if he thinks that IAG and other opportunities here are cheap, then perhaps other people will start to agree with him. And I think we saw that yesterday when the market already outperformed quite strongly.
Why do you think he's picked Australia, given all the other opportunities around the world and Australia's reputation, earned or not, as a quarry and a mining outfit? And he's not into resources so much.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's made that clear that he won't be looking at resources. Look, I think there are a few reasons. Obviously, Australia's proximity to Asia, and this is his first pseudo-exposure to Asia, and he's made it clear that that's something he wants to increase in the future. Obviously, the currency's moves over the last year or so has made an investment in Australia a lot cheaper as well. And I think, you know, from a value investment point of view as well, Australia's really underperformed of late as well. So I think buying IAG, which has had a really soft year at this point, I think it just looks like good investing.
And mums and dads investors no longer have the opportunity of investing with Berkshire Hathaway, because I don't know if you know offhand what the shares cost, but they're like thousands of dollars each.
there are ways around that. There have been, you know, CFDs and other things like that, ETFs created so you can invest, but yeah, it's obviously a lot harder to do as a shareholder with him.
But mums and dads will be able to follow his picks and investments, firstly with IAG and see where he goes next and copy the great legend.
Absolutely. I mean, I think IAG will probably see some short-term assistance from this immediately. It was up around 5% yesterday, but I wouldn't be surprised to see that more. And of course, IAG has that put option agreement as well, that if they choose to, they can actually sell another 5% to him. So I think that's probably going to put a floor under the price there as well.
Okay, Shannon Rivkin, local investment director at Rivkin. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Shannon Rivkin is a local investment director at Rivkin Financial Services Company. He was speaking there with James Carlton, and as you heard, Warren Buffett has just made a big investment in IAG here in Australia, and he's got his eye on more too. In fact, he's quoted as saying in one article that if the right newspaper came along at the right price, quote, I'd buy it tomorrow. So we might see more of Warren Buffett and his influence here in this country.